And ladies and gentlemen of the jury,
the prosecution is not going to get that man today.
No,
because I'm going to get him.
Ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann and Hagmann Report, coming to you live from our radio and television studios here in Northwest Pennsylvania. Every weeknight, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, you can count on us right here. Even when we don't feel like doing it. Even when we don't feel like we're making a difference. Even when we don't feel like people are listening. Even when we're under attack. Even when, regardless, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right here. Global Star Radio Network is where we transmit. It's our home base, Blog Talk Radio, and, of course, YouTube Live, three platforms. And I want to thank everyone for your belief and your trust in us. You know, it's just, you know, one fight after another, isn't it? It's amazing, this mental midget from Right Wing Watch. I think he's got a metrosexual crush on Coach Dave Live. It's interesting. Man crush, I don't know, stalking syndrome, in my opinion, in my view, allegedly. Coach Dave is coming on later on, as is Josh Kaplan and Bono this hour. Then we got Robert David Steele returning, you know, going to give us a layout of the geopolitical field. Yeah, couple of items of note. Don't forget, hey, register while you still can. May 5th and 6th for the Awaken to the Shaken Conference in Chicago. It's free. It's free. And it's Pastor Paul Bigley's doing it, putting it on. Russ Dizar is going to be there. We're going to be there. Pastor Paul Bigley's going to be there.
I mean, to only pay for lodging and travel, you really can't beat that when talking about a conference.
Money back guarantee, right?
Absolutely.
No, seriously, it's going to be a good thing. Putting together some information, doing a lot of interviews for presentations. It's, you know, there's just so much crap out there. There really is. I just want to mention, I did a video today. The, what is this organization called again? United to Protect Democracy. Just so people know, look, Obama is not going away. Clinton, they're not going away. At least they're not going quietly in the night. All right, they're pushing their socialist, Marxist agenda, communist agenda down your throats, down our throats. They're throwing, imagine being Donald Trump. I just would not want to be President Donald Trump at this point. Following what I term a Manchurian candidate of a president, a Marxist, communist, revolutionary type, you know, Che Guevara type president. At least he swarmed the seat in the Oval Office. And as far as I'm concerned, he was never legitimized. His bona fides were never legitimate. Don't tell me that his birth certificate was, I mean, that was nothing but a forgery. We had, and you can go back and listen to it, and I would urge everyone to do so. Go back and listen to, Mike Zullo from the Cold Case Posse and Carl Gallup's laying out courtroom ready information. 9 points of forgery in the birth certificate. So we don't even know who the hell that guy is. And he's hanging around stinking up Washington with his communist revolutionary style tactics, throwing the books at, you know, throwing everything he can at Donald Trump and you and I, the people who want to, the people who want to see freedom brought back to this country and the national pride. And yet, you know, Obama, his people, five staffers from the Obama administration, making this United to Protect the Democracy. It's a 501c3, 501c4 group established within the last 30 days. Hey, you know what? Suddenly they got a $1.5 million budget for five staff members. Man, how do they do that? Tell me. You know why? Because I want to know. I'd love to do that. I'd love to be... give me that gig. $1.5 million, 30 days, 501c4... There are five, a bunch of lawyers that were on the inside of the White House. And they're going to keep an eye on the ethics of Donald Trump.
Well, they're going to do
lawyers and ethics.
They're going to do more than that. What they've talked about doing is suing the president and hoping that he doesn't respond in order to create an ethics violation or something that they can do that they will be able to impeach him with. And you talked about this on a number of videos you did, or one specifically you did earlier this week or late last week. But this article is from Politico, and it's from today. It came out at 5 o'clock. Obama lawyers form worst case scenario group to tackle Trump. And you know what I think this does? What it should do? You know how we've talked about the peaceful transition of power, and how, you know, it's been made a big issue in the news. How, you know, how Trump should not go after Hillary Clinton because she's a political opponent and it's a bad president.
Throw her in friggin' jail. And throw her in orange. Seriously, make her do the perp walk. Joe, I'm sorry I cut you off because I'm pissed off at these people. I don't like these globalists. I don't like Clinton. I don't like these people. I don't like these people. I don't like the communist revolutionary people in Washington. I don't like the people who are out there spouting off that we have to, you know, force little boys and little girls into different bathrooms of you know, whatever.
Yeah, we're going to get into that.
I don't like any of that crap. I don't like this right-wing watch bullshit. Am I allowed to say that? I just did, and I'm sorry about that. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, you know, it's grumpy attitudes from doing an interview on Coast to Coast last night. And I asked him that before when he was before the show, and Eric
just
said,
don't get me started on this. I'm sorry. Can we bleep that? Can you bleep that?
It's a little late. It's all right. But no, what I was saying was, you know, on Fox News and
Todd just threw something.
I think Todd's all right. We'll find out shortly. They made a lot of this on the news about how Trump should not go after President Obama because it would set a bad precedent, and when he was done being president, now another president could go after him. But I think this kind of behavior opens Obama up
to what?
Well, I would hope
to what?
To pressure from the Trump administration, opening up investigations.
By the Christians who sit on their butts and don't do a damn thing, by the conservatives who don't do a doggone thing. Is that what we are? Are we gonna write a letter? Are we gonna make a phone call? Are we gonna send a fax or an email? Are we that PO'd? That's what we're gonna do. Think we should? I know.
I think you should send an email.
I'm not going to get off.
You should sign a petition.
Right. Right.
We can start a petition putting a restraining order on Obama from D.C. To a 50-mile radius, and we can get that going.
What's that? What'd you just say?
You should have said that on there, Eric. People are going to miss out. But yeah, I mean, this is just this is the Democratic Party in pieces. And you know, I don't want to jump over this too fast, but what you referenced about the, you know, having little children being exposed to, you know, male or female genitalia, there's an issue today. CNN host blames intolerant father for 12-year-old girl not wanting to see male genitalia in the locker room.
Chris okay, Cuomo I've had enough of this.
A bizarre tweet.
Really
Chris
have.
Cuomo had a response to a question on Twitter earlier today, and this was about, in the context of the Trump administration withdrawing the Obama-era instructions that transgender students can choose their bathroom of the gender they identify with and not be restricted to their biological gender. Now, the tweet was put out
what
there.
What kind of sick SOB? No. These people,
Cuomo was
these
activists.
People are sick. You know, let me tell you something. Right Wing Watch, you guys are a bunch of sick mothers, okay? I'm going to tell you. You guys, Right Wing Watch and these metrosexual idiots that run around saying, oh, you know, I feel like a girl today. I mean, what's wrong with you people? What in the world is wrong with these people? Can you tell me what's wrong with you? I mean, you're mentally ill. There is no such thing as I don't need 75 different freaking pronouns to describe a person. You either got your dangling participle or you don't. And use the right bathroom. And dress right. And act right. Either man up or get your little skirt on.
You almost swore like three times. I was holding my breath there a few times. But look, I'm gonna go through this again.
All right.
Chris Cuomo was asked on Twitter. Chris Cuomo was asked this question. He's a CNN reporter. Governor, former brother of Governor Cuomo in New York, or son of Cuomo. Cuomo was asked on Twitter, what do you tell a 12-year-old girl who doesn't want to see male genitalia in the locker room? This was Christopher Cuomo's response.
She's normal.
I wonder if she is the problem.
Now see.
Or her overprotective, intolerant dad. Okay. Teach tolerance.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad my daughter is old enough to punch somebody in the head, because, I mean, I'm going to tell you right now.
There's some good responses on Twitter. Someone responded, so because of liberal logic, parents need to show their little girls an adult male genitalia so that LGBT adults feel comfortable? Are you thinking? Was the response. Trump's decision to rescind guidelines and instruct schools to allow biological males to use women's bathrooms and vice versa has pleased his conservative base but enraged the LGBT activist, one of whom told CNN it was a mean-spirited attack on transgender students. Just like what's his name is crying over the mean-spirited executive order to enforce illegal immigration. But this is a whole nother level. This is more of the liberal perversion, more of the liberal insanity, trying to normalize pedophilia and pedophilia-related thoughts and behavior.
Let me tell you,
we've been seeing a lot of this since the Pizzagate has come out. Right. I think it's made a lot of people sensitive. Well, this is obvious, but you know, there have been the whole Milo thing is in the news. There's an interesting story about the creator of Star Trek or Star Wars, George
Takei.
And
he's another fruitcake.
He talked about how he was molested when he was younger.
He
didn't
say
molested though. He was bragging about the experience, saying it was a great experience for him.
Him and Captain Kirk, right?
And then he was on this weird Super Bowl commercial playing ping pong in a Pizza Hut commercial, which I think was done on purpose to drive people a little crazy who've been looking into the Pizzagate thing. But there's, you know, since the Milo incident, since whatever he said a year or so ago was put into, and I didn't see what he said, I didn't hear what he said, and from what I understand, people are saying he's taken out of context. Either way, it was wrong for him to say, but you know, he was released, or he resigned from the Breitbart, and his book deal was taken off the table.
Yeah, he lost about $250,000, right? Something
yeah. Like that. Well, what's interesting is that about 3 months ago, he was giving a speech at Miami, Ohio University, at one of his talks, and it was going to be on Pizzagate. And he was told not to talk about the Pizzagate in his lectures, I think from both Breitbart and from people around him. Well, he says he's using this opportunity. Now he's going full-blown into the Pizzagate investigation, and he said his next lecture will be his most powerful.
Who is
Milo?
Milo, right. Well, I got news for you. You come to the conference and on May 5th and 6th. If I live that long, I will be showing a very special presentation about Pizzagate and all these sick people behind this, because it's more than Pizzagate. It's Pedogate. It's worldwide. It's Republicans, it's Democrats, it's conservatives, it's liberals, it's atheists, it's Christians, it's Mormons, it's Buddhists, it's Muslims, it's everybody. Senators, congressmen, media people, yes, media people, businessmen. All right. Let me tell you something, all right? I'll tell you, we're in the fight here, and I don't mind getting emails of, you know, hey, I'm going to kill you kind of stuff from people who change their email address, spoof their email address and stuff, and I'm going to kill you, I'm going to rape your daughter, I'm going to kill your dog. I don't mind. I just delete those. Because really, you know, all right. But these sick people, you know, look, since we've been talking about this stuff, we've gotten very special packages in the mail. And I'm going to tell you something. What a bunch of sick puppies out there.
And it's not just the attacks from people. There's spiritual attack stuff behind the scenes. People don't see.
No, you're not going to see any of this stuff, folks. I can complain about it, and people could say, oh, he's just BSing and moaning about this. But I'm going to tell you something. When you get down and dirty in this fight, Okay, and you start wrestling with these idiots, these morons, these perverts, and you start going after these people, and they suddenly start, oh, wait a minute, okay, yeah, all right, we don't, yeah, and they come after us, so they come after our families, threaten our families, and you know, you get these assholes out there. I mean, total flaming, so-called self-professed, sanctimonious, holier-than-thou Christian, so they call themselves Christian assholes who say, well, you know, if I don't have pictures, it didn't happen, or if I don't have a police report, it didn't happen, or if you didn't do this, it didn't happen. Well, screw you. Because you're not on the side getting the attacks. You're not on the side getting boxes of used condoms. You're not on the side getting boxes of used Kotex. You're not on the side of getting hate mail. You're not on this side in the dirt wrestling with the pigs because you got to. All you can do is have a little pity party or great am I. I'm better than you. Until you get in the ring with Coach Dave and go down there and protest an abortion clinic, then shut your mouth. Shut your pie hole. I really did wake up on the wrong side of the bed today. It's just, okay, until you get served, legally served with legal papers, with a pile this thick, and until you have to pay attorneys tens of thousands of dollars, until you have to sit on the phone with attorneys after attorney, because all you do is nothing is speak the truth. Don't tell me. Don't lecture me. Don't send me an email. Wonder how much I pay for this, right?
You picked a good day to yell I don't know, I got something going on with my ear. I don't know if it's an infection or what, but it hurts, and you're helping out.
I'm going to tell you something. Okay, we put all of our money, every dime we got into this business, every single penny, and even money that's not ours we borrowed. And I want to thank everyone for helping us out. And we're down here. We're fighting the fight. We got Eric working 14 hours a day. Joe's working 12 hours a day. Everyone's working 12, 14, 16 hours a day. I'm down here 24/7. Seems like studio dog's getting like, when are we going to go for a walk? Okay. And you get these media people who, I know this is kind of a rambling all over the place kind of complaint session. People are going to be saying, you know, Doug just had a stroke or meltdown, psychological meltdown. I really don't. No. But sometimes you just got to get some junk off your chest, right?
Keep it bottled up, it'll kill you.
If you can't talk to family, who can you talk to? Of course, you know, we're talking to everybody, and I'm sure there are people listening to this that just are going to have a field day with what I just said. They're going to parse it. They're going to transcribe it. They're going to post it. They're going to say, you know, he's crazy, and they're going to say, look at this, and I'm good, he's bad, and you know, they're guarantee you, okay, because that's all they got. That's all they have to do because their life is so tiny, their life is so small. So by the way, I'm talking about some pretty big names. I'm not talking about these idiots that are out there that are crushing their way to heaven. So what? If they still have us, I want to just welcome preddefense.com. Man, what a great company this is. I'm going to say thank you for helping us, sponsoring us, preddefense.com, preddefense.com. Let me tell you something. They've got a great, in fact, Joe, using their shotgun shell. Well, look, many people have used shotguns for decades for home defense. We've got their loader, fast loader. Get the empty chamber filled. Joe had to take it away from me today because, for obvious reasons. Pred Defense. Go there. They've got a fantastic reload side saddle. It's a fantastic add-on to your shotgun. And I just want to welcome preddefense.com to the Hagman family.
Yeah.
If you still have us.
Yeah, that's a interesting company and welcomed addition. And we'll be talking about them a lot more in the near future
Okay.
Showing over their product. I want to, turn people's attention to HagmanReport.com. Our next guest, who's coming up at 7:30, Josh Kaplan from VesselNews.io. He's been a guest before. He's going to come on to talk about this and what is on HagmanReport.com. The last article, I believe it's the last article up, is from Dave Hodges, and it is about, it's breaking, Mike Adams and Alex Jones take down by Google, CIA, prior to big event, Trump needs to beware. And what they're talking about is the censorship of the independent media by Google, Jeff Bezos, YouTube, and others, and how it's an interesting story here. Mike Adams from Natural News was contacted and told he would be paid $50,000 to provide Google or Facebook, I can't remember what it is, with damaging evidence and information against Alex Jones. They went on to say, if you do not help us, we will destroy you. Now, Mike Adams posted how he was threatened. And this was a day or two before Alex Jones came out and said that his Google ad revenue was going to be taken away. And now, what happened as of yesterday, Mike Adams was informed that the Google search engine had removed all 140,000 pages of content from Natural News and from the Google search engine. And what they have done here is completely, they attempted to blackmail Mike Adams in order for Google's takedown of alternative and independent media. And when he would not compromise and when he would not go along with their plan to take down Alex Jones, they turned around and blacklisted him from Google. Now, this is the first strike, I mean, of many. This is a new level, what we've seen here.
Good use.
They've taken it to a new level. Yeah, absolutely. And this is going to continue to rattle the alternative media, but more importantly, they're going to continue to move through alternative media companies, and they're going to take away their ability to generate revenue from Google, from YouTube, and any other areas where they have their control over and are able to do so. They are running scared. You know, we talked about Mika Brzezinski saying, if it was a slip of the tongue or whatever, I'm not sure, but saying that, you know, Trump and his war against the media is really, you know, undermining the credibility of the media. And she said, we control what people are supposed to think. I believe that was a slip of the tongue, but showed their true colors. And that's the way they want it. As the Pizzagate scandal continues to be looked upon, and there's some interesting stuff that's come out. We haven't really touched on it too much. But, you know, information continues to be gone over and to be released, as well as the mainstream media being shown for what they are. You know, James O'Keefe today released 119 hours of CNN behind-the-scenes footage asking viewers and members of his website to go through the coverage to find, you know, what they didn't have enough manpower or time, but to find the damaging info in there. The mainstream media is running scared. Now, the people and globalists in power need to tighten their grip of control over information. And that's hard to do in this digital age where everybody has a voice through social media, through the internet. So what they're going to do is they're going to start targeting, and they have been targeting, independent journalists and people who don't go along with their narrative in a number of different ways, you know, overtly and covertly. But now, I mean, for them to come after Mike Adams and for him to publish their threat days before anything happened, and then for them to carry out, you know, exactly what they said they were going to do to him, that's a bold move. And as Dave Hodges talks about in his article, and he talks about, you know, an antitrust law violation and the potential for lawsuits there, you know, if they'll find a courtroom that will hear it, let alone allow this, you know, argument to be made. When you offer services for one person or type of companies or company, and then you take it away for one specific company based on, you know, a difference of ideology or political differences, when nothing, no laws or guidances or terms of services were broken, this turns into a legal issue. So he does and will have a legal leg to stand on to move forward with a lawsuit. But again, then you run into, you know, who's going to hear it? Who's going to allow that to be put forward? Because that opens them up to a world of hurt.
The only people, Joe, who win in lawsuits like that are the attorneys.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's unfortunate.
And, you know, one of the tactics that they use against us, that these people use against us, that when I was talking with Dave on the phone, that I think could really be utilized by us, as we don't have a lot of weapons to attack the mainstream media, but why not all of us go after their sponsors? Like they have done, you know, people have done with us and other shows. You see, at the very least, we could affect the rate that they charge and drop it down a few notches. If it's done in a coordinated effort and done properly, you know, start writing the sponsors of all these mainstream news corporations and cancel. I mean, I know a lot of people like the convenience of cable TV for news and other information, but what would they do if hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people started going after their sponsors, saying that they're not going, you know, they're going to boycott these companies who continue to support this anti-American and anti-liberty, anti-truth news organizations. There's going to be a breaking point. They are crumbling. They're self-destructing in many regards. People are figuring them out for what they are. And there's been no better time to go after them than now. They're on their way down.
Let's do
and
it.
Out. And when we come back, we're going to have Josh Kaplan from VesselNews.io come on to talk more about the censorship and the economic means of war which these tech and internet companies are waging against the alternative media. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Josh Kaplan, followed by Coach Dave in hour two, and former CIA agent Robert David Steele in our third hour. We got a full show tonight, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced. Blue Wink Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Parada's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We are joined by our first guest tonight. He's been on the show once before. Josh Kaplan is his name. His website is vesselnews.io. That's vesselnews.io. And make sure you bookmark this site. It's a content-rich site that Josh works on a daily basis for many hours a day, gathering important news and information and centralizing it all at his website. Josh, welcome back to the Hagman and Hagman Report.
Thank you for having me.
I like this guy, folks. He knows what he's talking about, and very good resource. Our friends to the north, I'm sorry, plural. What am I seeing? Double. I apologize. I should be. Anyway, Josh, we were talking the first half hour about censorship, and you know it's just so aggravating. It's horrible. Hey, you got the floor, brother. Where are we at? What's going to happen?
Well, I'd like to start at a point of irony, which is the left now is leveraging the mechanisms of crony capitalism, the crony capitalism that they rail against with such vigor, against the very truth-telling websites, that try to fight against it. Right now, what we see with Breitbart and InfoWars, is a grassroots effort through these corporate mechanisms, through these companies like Kellogg's and BMW and so on and so forth, to try to censor some of the truth-telling websites out there. And the scary part about this is we were talking about this during the break, is that people think that it's going to begin and end with some of the more populist nationalistic websites out there like InfoWars and Breitbart, but that's just the very beginning. You're going to start to see them moving down the political spectrum as they zero in and take out their targets one by one.
And that's, you know, we've seen them demonize and marginalize the alternative media and their talking points. Do you think, was it the Trump winning the election? Is it the Pizzagate story? Is there one point we can, one area we can pinpoint of time and say, this is what caused, you know, them to go off the deep end and start to take these drastic measures?
I certainly think that the Pizzagate story, there is real evidence there that this has been a story that many of these sponsors are deeply uncomfortable with. You had a guest on, Brittany Pettibone, who was kicked off her GoFundMe accounts because she was raising dollars for her podcast. The Observer did a piece on her that linked her with the Pizzagate controversy, and in turn, through, you know, the means of capitalism, of the dollar voting, they got all these different people to try to pull off their GoFundMe accounts, and they got all, you know, a slew of emails, and eventually she was kicked off and had to resort to PayPal. So I think that Pizzagate is evidently a sore spot in this whole issue. And I think that there's, you know, it starts there, and we don't know where it's going to end. I mean, that's the problem with this whole thing, is that the thing with censorship, and we see it on Reddit and Facebook and Twitter as well, we never know when the ball, you know, when the hammer is going to drop, so to speak. You know, our content on Vessel News at times is shadow banned on Reddit. It could be anything from posting a story about Nancy Pelosi not being able to even say Martin Luther King's name properly, to a very secretive arms deal that Obama. That's exactly it.
Did you know the poorest people in our country are infants and children? That's another thing Nancy Pelosi said the other day, in that same speech. There was a, it's on our website, HagmanReport.com.
Kucinich, you can see the mayor or the governor of Illinois,
Yeah, there was a, I think she was,
geographical challenge, but
open bar maybe.
Sorry, Josh.
Wouldn't you love to have Nancy Pelosi if you were on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire as your phone a friend? Wouldn't she just be the perfect match?
Thanks for making me laugh. Yeah, really.
So, I mean, what is this? We've seen a lot of
Maxine Waters is a close second, but go on.
We've seen a lot of these breakdowns, and I call it the liberal insanity. Is this, again, is this, obviously we see their opposition to Trump, we see their opposition to Trump supporters, policies, and ideology. They want their liberal new world order, their liberal agenda, their, you know, political correct tolerance, hate loving, whatever you want to call it, mindset. They want everybody to believe the way they believe or otherwise you're a bigot. Are they having mental breakdowns? Are they just so flustered and frustrated by things and by the crumbling of their own party that they're just somehow, I don't know, like dominoes falling along with them? What do you think is the, if you had to pinpoint, you know, because we've seen a lot of odd statements the last few weeks from these people, what's going on?
Well, the catalyst, and I didn't coin this, but it's a facts, you know, it's the right deals in facts over feelings and the left deals in vice versa, right? We have, and you know, I watched an old Matt Drudge clip when he had a show on Fox News, and he had, and the name escapes me, had a brilliant psychologist, and Matt Drudge asked him, why do you think the left has been so effective at pushing their agenda down the field? And he said, just like the Nazis themselves, they legislate by emotion.
It's a good point.
And I'm going to come back hopefully another time, and I'll give the name of that psychologist. It was a brilliant quote, and it stuck with me. And I think this has been the fundamental reason as to why they've been able to move the goalposts closer and closer to their end. So that at the ground level is that they're winning over hearts and minds at a rapid pace. And with Trump, Trump has been able to tap into some of that raw emotion, some of that suppressed anger that fermented under the Obama administration. And when you pair that with the facts, with the feelings, you get Donald Trump for president beating one of the, you know, beating a candidate that, despite being a very poor one, had immense infrastructure around her to put her in the White House and failed.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that some of these, you know, like Google, Amazon, YouTube, are going above and beyond here in order to provoke a response from the Trump administration in order to make government or government regulation the solution to the problem? Or do you think that this is something that they're just going to keep acting on in spite of what Trump said? I mean, because we know that when the government gets involved in a problem or in whether it's in business or whatever, it complicates things. It creates, you know, new unnecessary laws. Are they trying to provoke Trump to create, you know, laws dealing with media and journalism? Or is this just
kind of make him an authoritarian,
right?
Like they want him, they're like they're painting him out to be.
I actually think that that's a very interesting theory. I personally had not thought about that, but if that was their objective, they seem to be, if you read the Washington Post and listen to CNN, that seems to be something that they're executing on day after day quite effectively. The way that I think about this is that companies like Google and Facebook and YouTube and Yahoo and all these different tech conglomerates, they have a strong incentive to have an ever-expanding government, ever-expanding amounts of red tape, and rules and regulations that only the finest Harvard Law General Counsel could figure out. And what you see here is that there is a urge, there's a desire to see government grow at its most rapid pace than ever. Because right now we live in a technological revolution where somebody in their garage could create something, an app or a product or a service, And within a year or two, you could have something like Uber that went from just an idea to almost decimating the taxi industry. And this happened just out of somebody's apartment. And you haven't seen this metamorphosis occur in the past decade like you have in others. So now more than ever are these corporate structures threatened by the guys tinkering in their garages. So I think that if it were their plan to provoke him to increase the size of government, it would be a smart one. And as I just mentioned, now they are more incentivized than ever to do so.
Interesting. Yeah, and you know, the word provoke, it just reminds me of James Perloff, who's on our show, who talked about, you know, when the United States wants to wage war against somebody, they don't overtly and offensively, go and attack them. They provoke the other side to act first. And that's exactly what, you know, we're seeing here. And there's very few reasons that, in my mind, that we see what we're seeing and how we're seeing it play out. And I believe that these global satanic elite, they have, you know, plan A, B, C, D, E, F. I mean, they think of everything they possibly can. So a lot of what we see, I wonder how choreographed it is and how, it's put out there to provoke certain responses. I mean, they've been calling for a Trump impeachment since before he's been in office. We know, whether it's real or it's fake, they don't like this man. They don't like his policies. So they're going to do whatever they can to take him out, whether it is through his own actions or from what they'll say is his own inactions. But moving back to, Amazon.
Joe, I just want to mention our guest, Josh Kaplan, his website. Folks, visit his website every day, bookmark it, because he's, I'm going to tell you, you don't need much else than VesselNews.io. It's VesselNews.io. Just go to our program description. You can click on the link to Vessel News. It's a one-man operation. This guy works his heart out, and we owe him a debt of gratitude. He's got some great items there, VesselNews.io. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, and he said daily he scrolls over 500, 600, 700 websites and feeds that he has to find the most important content that he then uses to update his website with, and that's a great place to start for news and information. Back to the Google, YouTube, Amazon, this internet tech conglomeration that is, silencing people by demonetizing, taking away their money, censorship. You made a statement that we talked about off air and then just in the beginning here, where you said that even, more moderate and some left-leaning sites are going to be, they'll be gone after too. And I imagine that's after, you know, a lot of what they consider, you know, the extreme right or the Christian right will be taken out first. How far do you think it will go? I mean, you gave an example of the Blaze, for instance. Are they just going to go down the line and everybody who disagrees with them, they're going to, pull their revenue, kill their ability to be found on search engines? I mean, how far do you think they're willing to take this?
They're going to take it all the way. And the reason why I say that is not because I'm so necessarily focused on the Breitbarts and the InfoWars. I'm looking at different data points right now that are manifesting, at a grassroots level. And where I'm pulling this from is right now we see an effort from the progressive left to spring forth and manifest in the same way that the Tea Party did upon Barack Obama's election in 2008. We had a story that we led with yesterday where there was a consortment of progressive activists that said that the likes of Nancy Pelosi and Claire McCaskill, the senator from Missouri, they should expect primaries. We're going to start to see parallels between the Tea Party and this progressive alt-left movement. And if I could try to make parallel, I'd say that, you know, Ron Paul started really the freedom movement where he got deep down and said, you know, the deep state is after us and we got to be really careful about nation building. And, you know, Donald Trump took some of those elements to it and put it in his own populist message. Bernie Sanders now has demonstrated to the progressives that despite this large apparatus behind Hillary Clinton, his message could still resonate. And that has emboldened progressives more than I think many people realize. So What's going to end up happening is the pendulum is going to swing. Despite my, you know, deep confidence in Donald Trump, I do believe that we're going to see the likes of Elizabeth Warren try to run in 2020. She may be successful. I don't think so, but she might. But what's going to happen in 8 years from now? The pendulum swings. We went from Barack Obama to Trump. So if we have an energized Tea Party on the left that has been fermenting for years, just wait until they get in power. If the National Review, as we spoke earlier, it thinks that it's going to be immune because it's moderate, they've got another thing coming. They are coming for everybody.
Kind of like that Valerie Jarrett comment, paybacks. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And I think you're right. And I think the what's taking place right now with everything under Organizing for Action, all of the subgroups, the resist fascist groups or whatever these left-leaning, progressive, Marxist, Leninist, communist groups are under Obama and under these libtards on the left. I don't know where I was going with that. I had too many adjectives in there. But the bottom, I guess they're using the tactics of the Tea Party, removing what didn't work and accentuating on what does work. If people underestimate what we're facing, because these are a bunch of metrosexual guys, emasculated guys, and a bunch of Amazonian women on the on the left. I think it'd be a bad mistake to underestimate what we're seeing take place here.
I would just want to make one distinction. I'm in 95% agreement with you. What I would say is that the tactics on the left and the right are fundamentally different in the way that they just, you know, you don't see guys, you didn't see the Tea Party get rowdy and racist. And what you see right now at these town halls, whether it be Jason Chaffetz or somebody else who faced all these very rowdy left wingers that snuck into their town hall meetings, is that these guys get violent. They get rowdy. Mitch McConnell, who I don't think was at his home at the time, had a bunch of protesters last week. It didn't get a lot of coverage, but there were protesters outside of his Louisville, Kentucky home. I mean, that's kind of scary. You don't necessarily see that all the time. I know Paul Nehlen had a demonstration outside of Paul Ryan's house when he was primarying him in Wisconsin. But the only distinction that I would make is that the tactics in terms of how they manifest, the left is infinitely more violent, more rowdy, more abusive, more racist, and
you're right. And in fact, I should have clarified, and I'm glad you pointed that out, because nowhere on the right was there any violence. On the left, that seems to be their their predilection.
It's a monopoly that they have on it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're 100% accurate. I'm noticing at these town hall meetings as well. MSNBC had to go through, I don't know, I caught just a section of this one meeting. I think it was in North Dakota. I don't recall the state, but they had to go like six deep before they got one of the attendees, the protesters, who was actually there from the area the lawmaker represented. So a lot of this is imported. A lot of this is, you're right. I mean, it's for disruption purposes, and it is violent at its core. So you're exactly right.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of a larger trend, right? I mean, James O'Keefe exposed that during the election, where, you know, a large subset of the protesters, whether it be those that were going to Trump rallies, or, you know, not too long ago we had riots in Charlotte. I mean, many that were arrested out in Charlotte were from out of state. I mean, this is something that is characteristic of the left in terms of how they protest, and bringing people from out of state on buses has been, according to the O'Keefe tape, something that they've done for decades.
Amazing, isn't it? And you know, and Josh, I don't know how deep you got into the release of the O'Keefe material. I was looking at that deeply. Is it all from 09? Is it all dated, or is there some more recent? That's an honest question. I don't know the answer.
There hasn't been anything released thus far that is recent. I suspect there will be more recent tapes, especially now that there is a $10,000 bounty. I think that that's just the starting point. I believe that Project Veritas will likely end up offering larger rewards if the tapes, either video or audio, are juicy enough. And I think at the end of the day, this video, I think, see, the media got this wrong, and the media said, well, you know, the mainstream media said, well, these O'Keefe tapes don't really prove anything. They're old. It's kind of a joke. It's kind of hyping up. It's just for publicity. And they took that as a negative thing. And my view on this is, well, they're absolutely correct. This is a publicity thing. We had at the top of the Drudge Report a Washington Times story, which we curated as well, from Bradford Richardson, which stated that James O'Keefe was going to give $10,000 bounty to anybody that has tapes or audio. Do you know what incredible media coverage that has? Now there's every single person in the media company that's sick and fed up with the bias is going to go right to Project Veritas. I mean, what he did, okay, if he wanted to get that type of widespread international coverage, he would have had to spend millions. But what did it cost them to get these tapes and put them out there? Virtually nothing in contrast. It was a brilliant marketing scheme for something to come.
I like that. I like how...
And that's why...
That's a great analysis, by the way.
It is, and that's why you see some people calling it a publicity stunt and, you know, a desperate attempt for ratings or money.
That,
you know? Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, not only did he release the tapes and ask other people to go through the hours of footage that they have, but as you said, he put a bounty on the media offering $10,000 for inside footage or for operatives to give him and his organization information that will continue to damage the credibility of the mainstream media. And one of the things we were talking about before you came on was, you know, there's no better time to unify against the mainstream media, to go after their lies, to go after their sponsors, than now when they are weak. But my question to you is, you know, I always, every time we see things like this go on and we see the political shifts and these different movements, I always wonder how much of this could be a distraction away from a potential, you know, economic catastrophe, whether it's in the, we see the housing market or the stock market, or from, you know, maybe a political situation or a war type scenario. Is it possible,
man,
that we're being
pushed through all this crap? I don't like that question, but go ahead and continue. You know I don't like that question.
Yeah, is it possible that there's something much bigger going on behind the scenes that we're all being made to look away from?
Well, I think that's the question that everybody wants to know,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think anybody has a definitive answer enough to say it in a way in which they feel 100% confident. I mean, I've been reading in the alternative media that for a long time that Trump is being set up to fall. We had a main, you know, our headline story right after the markets closed till about a few hours ago. We had, you know, Dow Pow. We had that the stocks have maintained, you know, for the past 10 days, their record levels. I mean, we see the stock market is booming right now. The Dow Jones is doing unbelievable. So there seems to be some evidence that if that were to occur, the stage is being set from the stock market. But to be able to say that all these events, if you want to put them together, may amount to something much larger, it's a very difficult question to take a stab at.
No, and you're right. And it is kind of an unfair question. Just over the
difficult question at the very least.
But I ask due to, you know, looking at history and looking at a number of other events that have happened, whether, you know, terrorist attacks or economic events, and they always, and I was, when talking with John earlier today, you know, we talked about a person who, before the housing bubble, you know, there was a series of commercials this person saw, and they had an epiphany that the housing market was in trouble. You know, a lot of people make predictions and whatnot, but basically this guy was run out of town and he sold his home and whatnot, and sure enough, a year later, we had the big housing market, and I can't remember the guy's name. I'll have to ask John, but it just seems like it's so convenient for the way things have happened since Trump was elected and inaugurated, and the way the media is acting, some of the things they're saying, or there's especially the embracing the pedophilia, you know, demonizing, you know, someone like Milo, but then we see what Chris Cuomo said and, you know, Bill Maher, and they're going back and pulling up all these clips. The normalization of pedophilia, it just seems that they're pushing the boundary so much in order to grab everybody's attention, that my mind automatically thinks what's going on the other side of the room.
No, but you know what? It's a tough question, and really for me, the difficulty in trying to crystallize a theory is the entire establishment tried to get Hillary Clinton elected. Mm-hmm. So for that very reason, I'm trying to understand a scenario where they actually really wanted Trump to win so that they could crash things under Trump. I mean, would they have done that under Hillary, or would they have continued to print money, you know, pump the economy and the political structure with as many steroids as possible until perhaps the pendulum swung again in the next 8 years? We really don't know.
And you made a good point earlier.
That's the analysis I like that. I'm sorry, but I do. If you heard what he said, that's the kind of analysis you can find on his website or the presentation of news based on his analysis like that. Go ahead, sir.
You made a comment earlier about the Ron Paul and how Ron Paul really got this ball rolling, and I agree with you. And he was kind of like Bernie Sanders was. He was shut out, you know, during his runs for president, especially the second time, you know, after he won, you know, some of the straw polls and whatnot, and the media flipped it around. But I believe that he did really get the ball rolling for this liberty movement. And one of the main focuses of his presidential runs was the Federal Reserve auditing and nationalizing the Federal Reserve. Do you think it is possible that this Trump administration could have been or is being used to co-opt a lot of the message, but to stay away from things like the Federal Reserve?
Well, I think that the Ron Paul movement was really the first seed of the liberty movement, as I mentioned before. And this is not something from my own analysis that I'm coming here today and espousing, but I'm on Reddit, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, and oftentimes on the Donald subreddit, there's stuff about Ron Paul and Rand Paul. I mean, just a post the other day was praising Rand Paul, made it to the top of the Donald subreddit, saying, you know, God bless Rand Paul for, you know, being an integral part of the liberty movement. So it's definitely the seeds that are growing. And Trump definitely has co-opted it, for sure. Done a much better job.
And we'll just have to see, we'll continue to monitor it and see how it plays out. Josh Kaplan, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Again, his website is vesselnews.io. That's vesselnews.io. Bookmark that site and check it daily for important information and content. Josh, we look forward to having you back in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, brother.
All right, coming up next is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, CoachDaveLive.com, will be our guest for the next hour. Not going to want to miss it. I'm sure he's fired up as always, and we're going to get right into it. Stay with us.
Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. What Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right? You need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bing, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night. Go to greeninnovative.com. That's greeninnovative.com. Perhaps you're a business out there, a small business. Would you like to extend the reach of your business? I bet you would. Would you like to have the same opportunities as companies such as Omaha Steaks, Pro Flowers, and Casper Mattress, and some of the bigger companies out there? Would you like to have that same power? Advertise on our program. Go to HagmanandHagman.com or send an email to opportunities@HagmanandHagman.com. If you go to HagmanReport.com and HagmanandHagman.com, there's a link where you can. It's a big red box. You'll see it. Click on that link. and go ahead and read the benefits we have created for you. I think it's a fabulous opportunity.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com.